small town of Delano, Jesse Ventura relived a little bit of the glory days of his Cinderella election campaign. Backed by the Delano High School band and facing a gymnasium full of wildly cheering kids, it was the old magic all over again.
The Honorable Jesse Ventura.
Ventura was clearly loving every moment of this visit, and he almost seemed to be slipping back into his old campaign stump speech, railing against those career politicians.
You know, it's interesting because people often said during this election, how are you, Jesse Ventura, qualified to be the governor? You're a wrestler. You used to whoop up on Hulk Hogan.
Ventura made a point of saying that he didn't consider politics to be his career. In fact, the governor is beginning to sound a little fed up with the day-to-day routine of running the state.
You get locked up at the Capitol, and I think that at times you lose touch with Minnesotans. And by coming out here to Delano today, it gets me back in touch with Minnesotans again. I mean, the four walls kind of close you in over there, and again, you lose sight of what Minnesotans are thinking about.
Ventura spent part of the morning in private meetings with Delano city officials, listening to their concerns. City Manager Kathleen Miller says Ventura seems sympathetic with the needs of small cities, but she's worried about his apparent interest in cutting state aid for local governments.
You know, he has this willingness to listen, and, you know, hopefully he's listening to what we're saying and that, you know, this will severely impact the residents in the city.
Delano officials say they asked Ventura not to abolish tax increment financing and other incentive tools that cities use to lure new businesses. Abolishing tax increment financing is an idea that's gaining some strength at the Capitol. Governor Ventura did not make any promises.
I took their questions and I said I would, you know, give them to my staff and we would get back with answers to them, because that stuff gets so complicated, you know, tax increment financing and everything like that that goes on, that before you answer questions like that, you'd rather study the question a little more, look up what's happening and all that so you can give an accurate answer rather than an off-the-cuff answer.
Instead of getting into complicated policy discussions, Ventura said he was in Delano mainly to connect with the local people and to enjoy their support. When asked whether he felt humbled by the enthusiastic reception he got, he said no.
To me, it's the opposite. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel that year I spent campaigning was worth it.
Ventura will get out of the Capitol again this weekend. He's planning a trip to Washington, where he'll meet with his fellow governors, make an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, and address the National Press Club on Monday. After that, it's off to New York City, where he's scheduled to appear on the David Letterman Show. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.